Welcome to Sky Astrology, where the heavenly bodies are. This is Sky Astrology, no, not astrology. This is Sky Astrology with me, aka Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up. Hey, 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 it's Chapeau Claudette here, aka Cloudette, with the 238th episode of Where the Heavenly Bodies Are. Now, it is Wednesday morning, and usually it's Monday, but what I did was I did a podcast on Periscope. I did an audio file at 11:11 for the 11:11 time. And it was really fun because people can interact and ask me questions and things like that. And I thought I could record it and then just move it over to the podcasting platform, but I could not. And then, of course, on that day, on Monday, the tragedy unfolded with Notre Dame. And I was asking myself a lot of questions about that and doing a lot of research. And thought, okay, I'll come and tell you what I found astronomically, what was happening in Paris at that time, and maybe just touching a little bit on the basis of my in-depth research. So it won't be kind of a typical where the planets are on Monday kind of thing. It's just kind of paying respect to the fact that on this Monday, at about 5:50 Paris time, 10 minutes to 6 Paris time, and I'm not sure what time it was in Jerusalem, but at the same time, more or less, the temples of Solomon were also burning, not very long, but because that is a shared sacred place of Muslim and Jewish religions, and because Notre Dame is known originally as a pagan site, then a Christian site and Catholic church, I thought, as you know, I always think of these things as symbolisms and things like that. So I thought, yes, I want to talk about the fact that, you know, this was not random. I think this is not random, and one thing I'm not going to do, which I have to hold back about, one thing I don't want to do is speculate, but let's just look at the fact, mind you. The fact is that these are sacred sites underneath them as well, because Notre Dame in 1700, they found a kind of pillar of Jupiter, okay, and it was by the boatsmen, a very elite group of boatsmen, shipmen, marines, people who know about watching stars. That's how I see it. And that was underneath the Notre Dame, and whether you believe it or not, but I think where there's smoke, there is fire. I don't, no pun intended. Ley lines. I had looked at a video, and they go through the pyramids, connect to the pyramids, to Stonehenge, to Mount Etchka, which I've just found out about in America, but also to the temples of Solomon and to Notre Dame. So I thought that is really, you know, there's supposedly that's about there being an electromagnetic field that is part of Earth's structure that connects in these points. Also Glastonbury Tor. And, you know, I'm not to say it's true or not. I'm just putting it out there, and people have investigated a lot in Indians and Aborigines, Native Americans who have strong connection to Mother Earth in their history and their ancestry, believe in these sacred energy points Okay? And they say that's why a lot of churches or special points like the Vatican, all these places are put on these points. Okay? So that is what the most, you know, the thing I found. Oh, wait a second. Jupiter's retrograde. This, the point, the place where Notre Dame was, is a sacred place on the ley lines. And after it was built, several years after it was built, they found a pillar to Jupiter. And a lot of references to other heavenly bodies and Mercury and things like that. And I don't want to ignore that Jupiter is retrograde. It has just gone retrograde, okay? So I'm going to put the link of my Periscope in the description. Don't shoot me, because at the beginning it was such a bad audio. But with that, you can't check it. So it's just a few minutes and then it's quite clear. But I did talk about, you know, there being Mars, which is energy of Aries, finding itself in Taurus, and that's the only Earth place where a heavenly body is in Earth energy, if the moon's not just there, okay? And the moon on that day was conjunct, just passing Regulus in Leo. Okay, because Regulus is about 11 degrees Leo. So, yeah, that's enough background information. So, now let's just go through our heavenly bodies' positions. What was rising at the time of this tragedy was Virgo rising at 1 degree. And then the next thing, and this is, you know, want to point out, they always talk about rising sign and the first planet that is rising following the rising constellation. And this will be, in this case, Jupiter. Okay. And it's at 16 degrees of Ophiuchus and 24 arch minutes. Next we have, also what I wanted to note is what people are watching, especially Vedic astrologers, the position of the south node, Rahu, because it is in between Pluto and Saturn. And at this moment in time, I found quite poignant, was that Rahu and Pluto were 1 degree and 11 arch minutes apart. Okay, 1 degree, 11 arch minutes apart at the time. And Saturn, say, is 23 degrees, Sagittarius, 50 arch minutes, then followed by the Rahu, the south node, which was at 25 degrees, 26 arch minutes, also just 1 degree and, you know, 14 arch minutes away from that. Then we have, like I said, Pluto, which was at 26 degrees of Sagittarius and 36 arch minutes. Now, what I want to say is I read a few things, and what is so important to note is that, you know, Western astrologers are saying, you know, all this is happening in Capricorn, which is a disadvantage, because the fact that it is astronomically and mathematically happening in Sagittarius is about the energy of Jupiter that rules Sagittarius, that is a fire energy, that is, you know, an explorer, you know, belongs to the ninth house, wants, you know, things big and open, jovial, giving, abundant. And, you know, I see it, you know, as kind of like a hardship or a difficult situation, but people kind of need to wake up. It kind of reminds me, the first thing I thought, because I'm a big supporter of Greta Thunberg, And, you know, the house is on fire. And, you know, we just, the house is on fire. And there's, I mean, I'm not, I, you know, I'm trying to be politically correct. Yeah. But these things happen for a reason, basically. This is happening for a reason for us to take notice. There's a reason why three different religions, sacred points, were caught on fire that are on the ley line at the exact same time. Let's ask ourselves why that happened. Let's start to investigate. Why would that happen? You know, whoever you pray to, you know, what if there's a, you know, I believe there's a magic, there's a higher, there's a spirit, there's a, you know, a divineness that loves us and that wants us to know that there are, you know, challenges that we need to face and know that they are there to be faced. And if we don't, you know, get a sign, this is a sign. You know, if you're looking for a sign, I think this is a sign. Okay. And you know, the fact, the connection with Jupiter, the education, if you know these things, and now you can find them out in the internet, but because they're not telling you these things, right? But you can find out that Jupiter is connected with Notre Dame there, and, you know, there's a pillar for Jupiter that they found underneath that. Jupiter is connected to Sagittarius, and these three heavenly, well, the two heavenly bodies and the node have come together in that space as the moon, telling us something that we need in Leo, something that's, you know, connected to, in a way, rulership, because Leo is, and especially Regulus, this planet's about rulership. Yeah. And also note that, you know, Jupiter is in rulership in Sagittarius, and it's in, let's say, it's on the verge of Sagittarius near the galactic center, because Ophiuchus only has 18 degrees and Jupiter's at 16 degrees, so it's just 2 degrees away from Sagittarius. And because it's been pulled in with these the Saturn and the Pluto and the North Node, I think we need to acknowledge it and the connections being, you know, presented to us, and investigate that and ask why. Okay, so let's continue. We've got Neptune at 19 degrees, as usual. Aquarius, 49 arch minutes. Venus is at 2 degrees, exactly no arch minutes, of Pisces. Now, a lot of these things went into Pisces, which I explained in my Periscope audio that I'll put the link to. And Mercury is in Pisces at 6 degrees, 11 arch minutes, and Chiron is at 11 degrees and 18 arch minutes of Pisces. And the Sun is still in Pisces at the end, no doubt, at 33 degrees of Pisces. And so we have, you know, these very personal heavenly bodies, Venus and Mercury and the Sun in Pisces, which again, right before before Aries comes in, which is connected to the spring and the beginnings, that Pisces is connected to the end, and a lot of times connected to religion. And so it's coming, like, you know, there's a positive, this information is the Mercury giving us information, pulling it in. And the key of Chiron, I always have to pull in, it is a key, like telling you the key to unlock information is there along this very spiritual, deep moving Pisces fish that could be misunderstood, but it is about evolution and really making a change from the bottom up. So that was happening. Then, of course, we have Uranus at 3 degrees of Aries. Also in the fire signs, we had mostly, a lot of major heavenly bodies in fire signs. Three, four heavenly bodies in the fire sign and the node, because you can't really call it a heavenly body. It's kind of a point in the sky. So, there's a lot of fire there. And I'm sure, a lot of people can connect that, because Vedic astrologers will understand that because they are following what's in the sky, but a different calculation than I use. But in any event, the node is in the element of fire, not in another element of Capricorn, which would mean something totally different. Yeah, and that is quite telling. Okay, so we have more or less, last but not least, Mars was at 16 degrees of Taurus in 28 arch minutes, and the north node, Rahu. Oh, I'm getting it mixed up. So Rahu is north node, Ketu is south node. I need to get that right. So mind you, Ketu is 25 degrees of Sagittarius, 26 arch minutes. I'll just say south node. So confusing. The south node, the little U, looks south, and the north node, the U, looks north, like an N. Okay, and that's 21 degrees of Gemini and 32 arch minutes. And if I didn't say at that time that these three religious places were burning on the 15th of April 2019, the moon was at 15 degrees Leo and 6 arch minutes. Okay, so that's that before the full moon on the 19th, which also has a numerical significance to it, because it's going to happen, I believe, at 12:12, and it's going to be right on the cusp, like I found it, at 19 degrees. I'm going to look it up really quick now. At 0 degrees, sorry. 0 degrees between two constellation spaces. So, I have to look at it more open-mindedly, because that makes sense to really understand and be non-judgmental about these energies. And the less judgmental you are about the energies, the better it is for you to embrace and be conscious of their energies. That makes sense. So, yeah, just a little hello to this. This is on the 19th, in 2 days, at 12:12 GMT time, okay? The sun will be at 0 degrees 9 arch minutes of Aries. And the moon will be 34 degrees of Virgo and 59 arch minutes. So, also really quite extreme energies here, because they are totally different and they don't mix. So, just last but not least, I have finally sorted out my really cool little video. It's 8 minutes. I tell you where the sun was shining through all the months, so you can find out the shifted sign, or if you have that 13th sign, all that. And then you get on the mailing list, and then I send you when I podcast things and little informations that I, think you might be interested in. And there's also a special offer to get the whole calendar, because I give you a video audio and I give you April so you can see where the heavenly bodies, some of them are, like major things like the full moon and the new moon, and sometimes when Jupiter went retrograde, that was in there, or when certain ones meet up. But so, yeah, you can check that out. I'll put that in the link as well of this podcast. And yeah, if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. You know, you don't know, like, you do these things on your own and you're talking to the phone, and it's just really nice to know that somebody is listening and cares and is interested. So yeah, big gratitude from me and lots of love as well. And yeah, be safe, be thankful and thoughtful, and keep asking why. Why do these things happen? And keep thinking positive things will come out of any hardship. Okay? Lots of love from me. It's Chapeau Claudette, a.k.a. Claudette. You know why? Because I love clouds and looking up. Keep looking up, you guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.